All right. Well, let's turn to Romans chapter 5. Chapter 5, this past Sunday we looked at Romans chapter 4 and considered some things about believing, the believing of Abraham, who's the father of believing, and that it wasn't written for his sake alone, but that it was imputed, or that it was imputed to him, that righteousness was imputed to him by believing, but for us also. And it's that believing that God has given, that foundation for believing Jesus Christ, which reveals the justice of God. That's sort of what Romans opens up with in chapter 1. So we're going to pick it up here in chapter 5, and it starts off with, therefore, being justified by believing, we have peace with God. That's a present reality. We have peace with God. You know what? We could turn there real quick. Keep your finger here. I'm going to come right back. But I want to look to Ephesians chapter 2. This is something that we have now. Because of believing. Because we are... have been made righteous by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, that which God has given to be believed. And in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 13, I think it's, I'm looking at 1. Here we go. Chapter 2. Verse 13 says, but now in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes... were afar off, are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity or the hostility, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances. For to make or to create in himself of twain two, one new man, so making peace. Okay. So we're at peace now through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 2 says, by whom also we have access by faith. And this faith is that word pistis. And it should have the article the here. And it should read, by whom also we have access by the believing. By the believing. And that article makes this believing that believing, which is, it's the right way of believing, which is opposed to all other ways of believing. It really goes back to what God has given to be believed regarding Jesus Christ. So we have access by the believing into this grace. Okay, and that's opposed. This grace is as opposed to law. Okay, we read in Romans chapter 3, verse 24, that we were justified freely without a cause by his grace. Okay. In Romans chapter 4, verses 5, 6, verses 4, 5, and 16. Well, let's read them real quick because we're right there. We read these last week. Verse 4. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of what? Debt. But to him that worketh not, but believes on him that justifies the ungodly, his believing is counted for righteousness. Okay. In verse 16, therefore it is of believing that it might be by what? Grace. To the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the believing of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Okay. So we have access by the believing into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice or boast in hope of the glory of God. We boast in hope. This hope is going to come up as we continue reading here in Romans. For those who accept what God has given to be believed regarding Jesus Christ, we go from destined to wrath, which is all the way back in Romans chapter 1, and falling short of the glory of God, to boasting in the hope of the glory of God. Isn't that neat? Mm-hmm. Our future is no longer to be feared. It's a complete deliverance from where we were destined along with all of mankind. So we now boast in hope. And this hope, we're going to see, this hope is it's the word hope is used because it is a future reality, but it is a reality. It's absolutely coming to pass. And that's something that, we need to understand that when we read the word hope. In verse 3, it says, and not only, but we boast, the word glory is the word boast. We boast in tribulations or in afflictions, in mental pressures. Believing on Jesus Christ and standing in the grace, we boast in afflictions. Okay, and that word afflictions is its mental pressures. It literally is a pressing together. Today we use the word stress. It's stress. It's stress. I'm stressed out. I have so much stress. Stress kills. Don't be stressed. Watch your stress. Do this to get rid of stress. Here it says we boast in stress. That's something. Because we believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and we're standing in grace. We're standing in the grace of God. And it's a lifestyle. What we're reading about here is a result. It's the believing that's produced by believing on that which God has given to be believed. And that's what these verses are going to start talking about. Because tribulation, that mental pressure, produces patience. See? We boast in it, and mental pressures produce patience or brings about patience. And patience, there's an ellipsis here. And patience brings about or produces experience. The word experience is approving, a putting to the test, a proven integrity. As we stay put on God's word, standing in the grace, we see God's faithfulness, and it produces that patience. Patience is a bearing up under with a goal in mind. There's an end in sight. It's not just a putting up with, it's more than that. It's with an end in sight. And as we stay put in the grace, it produces that proving. That experience. And then that experience produces hope. And hope maketh not ashamed. Those words maketh not ashamed mean will not disgrace. And because hope is future, it's not something you can believe for right now, it's not something you see now, that disgrace in this context is a disappointment in future expectations. See that? Okay. It will not disappoint your future expectations. Your expectations regarding the hope will not disappoint. You will not be put to shame. You will not be disgraced. It's pretty cool. And then it says, it goes on, you will not be disgraced in your future expectations because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts, is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given unto us. Now this word, shed abroad, is a word that means to pour out. Okay? It's used of when Jesus Christ was instituting the memorial of his broken body and shed blood. See, this is my blood, which is poured out for you. That's this word. It's also used of Spirit, of Holy Spirit, which is poured out. It's used in Acts 2, verse 17, 18, and 33. And it's the word poured out. That love of God is poured out in our hearts by Holy Spirit, which is given unto us. God has demonstrated his love. Isn't that neat? His love has been poured out by that unspeakable gift, it's called in Corinthians, that he's given to us. That gift of Holy Spirit. You know, that Holy Spirit is life. And we're going to see where this winds up at the end here. And this is that new life that Jesus Christ came to bring. But verse for now, verse 6, for when we were yet without strength, in due time or at the appropriate time or at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure, perhaps, for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commendeth or demonstrated his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were yet sinners. Much more than. This much more than in verses 9 and 10. They refer to an even greater deliverance to come to those who have been justified and reconciled. We were justified and reconciled when we were enemies. Okay? When we were enemies, we were justified, made righteous, and reconciled. Much more than being now justified, being now made righteous. See? Being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved, delivered from wrath or the wrath through him, Christ. Meaning Christ. Isn't that something? For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. See? Our future deliverance is much more. We have much more coming. Being now justified, being now reconciled. And not only so, but we also joy or boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement, the reconciliation. Isn't that something? We don't boast in ourselves. That's not what any of this is saying. All of this boasting in mental pressure, boasting in God, boasting in hope. It's all boasting in what's been done for us and accomplished by our Lord Jesus Christ and by our God. See? Now we boast in God. We're no longer enemies of God. We boast in him. Isn't that something? Quite a turnaround.
Quite a difference.
So, not only, but we boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ by whom we have now received the atonement or the reconciliation. You know, that which has been put, that which was separated has been put back together. This word atonement is kind of neat. From what I can see, the first place it's ever used, and it's English, and it was used by Tyndale in his Bible, and it's at-one-ment. Isn't that something? It comes from the English words that mean in one. And that's where it comes from. But it means reconciliation, to be brought back together. And we've been reconciled back to God. Then verse 12. Verse 12 reads, wherefore. And that means the word wherefore here is for this reason or therefore. Okay? The therefore is therefore, or the reason is. It's regarding man's reconciliation and deliverance is the reason for the great grace, the gift of righteousness, and the eternal life that is going to be discussed in the rest of Romans 5. See? That was God's desire, that was God's heart for man to be reconciled. And that's the reason given for these great things that we're going to read down to the end of the chapter. Verse 12, wherefore, as by one man the sin, and I'm going to read it with the article because that's what it should be, sin and death. Wherefore, as by one man the sin entered into the world, and the death by the sin. And so the death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. See? And it should read, in or by which all have sinned. See? It was a result of the death and the sin, by which all men have sinned. The death is referring to the loss of spirit. Physical death followed sometime after, but it's referring to the loss of spirit. The sin, it was Adam's direct disobedience that ushered in the death, by which all men have sinned. Okay, and it's stated clearly in Ephesians chapter 2, you guys know this verse, but I'm just going to read it. Keep your finger here. I can just read it. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. It says, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation or manner of life in times past, in the lusts or the cravings, the desires of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. See, we were dead in trespasses and sins. We were by nature the children of wrath. All men were destined for wrath. All men were enemies of God. All men, because of the death and the sin, it is by that which all men sinned and come short of the glory of God. And that's what this is talking about in verse 12. Verse 13, for until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed or reckoned when there is no law. Nevertheless, the death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, which was direct disobedience, who is the figure or the type, the pattern of him that was to come. The word figure is from the word tupos, and it's pattern or model. The pattern of him that was to come. Jesus Christ is called the last Adam. And Adam was a man at one time of body, soul, and spirit. Jesus Christ was born a man of body and soul and received spirit at his baptism by John. And as the last Adam, he undid all that Adam did. In verse 14, it says, verse 15, but, and the King James reads, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. Better translation, in Walter's Working Translation, it's much simpler. And it reads, the free gift is not like the trespass. For is for example. If through the offense of one many be dead, much more, way out of proportion. Much more is way out of proportion. The grace of God and the gift by the grace, which is by the one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. That free gift is way out of proportion. It is more, much more than what Adam lost for men. Isn't that neat?
That's awesome.
Yeah. Much more, way out of proportion. It's eternal life. At the return of Jesus Christ, we will be a new creation with bodies fashioned like unto his glorious body. See? No pain, no sorrow, none of that stuff. No adversary. All dealt with by the Lord Jesus Christ. See? More, much more. Way out of proportion. Verse 16. You know, it's really neat too, in verse 15. It's the grace. It's the grace of God and the gift by the grace, by the one man, Jesus Christ. You know, that grace is unmerited favor, undeserved. And it was the unmerited favor or grace of God and the unmerited favor or grace of Jesus Christ, his son. I guess like father, like son. Always did the will of his father. In verse 16, and King James reads, and not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. A much better translation would be likewise. Therefore, or likewise, the free gift is not as the trespass by the one who sinned. Okay. So, the free gift is not as the trespass, not as the trespass by the one who sinned, for the judgment but was by one to condemnation. But the free gift is of or from many offenses unto justification. Okay, this word condemnation, that judgment was by one to condemnation. That condemnation is referring to Genesis chapter 2, verse 16 and 17. And it's that standard. Adam was commanded not to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And he did. And what God said is, the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. That day, dying, thou shalt die. That's the condemnation that passed to all men. And the death that Adam passed upon all men was the loss of spirit. That's what happened. Jesus Christ bore the offenses of all men to make available and to pay the ransom for the free gift. Isn't that something? In verse 17, unto justification or righteousness. For or through or so, if by one man's offense the death reigned by one or by the one, much more they which receive abundance of the grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by the one, Jesus Christ. Way out of proportion. Mm-hmm. See? Way out of proportion. Yeah. You know, the death is what reigned. The death is what reigned. It's what held. That word reigned means to hold kingly sway. It ruled. The death is what ruled. That loss of spirit, that lack of spirit. And much more, or way out of proportion. Way out of proportion. They which receive the abundance of the grace by believing on Jesus Christ, that which God has given to be believed, and that the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by the one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, verse 18, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, and that's that condemnation of Adam. Even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience, that was Adam, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of the one, Jesus Christ, the last Adam, shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where the sin or the trespass abounded, the grace did much more abound or super abounded. Isn't that something? The more the trespasses abounded, the more the trespasses abounded, the more the grace abounded. The trespasses never outran the grace of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. He bore it all. So, or that, as the sin hath reigned in the death, even so might the grace reign through the righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Now this section, and that ends this section. This section ends with, or closes with, a new life, eternal life. Okay. And that is a life that is far, far greater significance than the mortal life of those that are condemned with Adam. See, it's eternal life. That's right. Way out of proportion. Way out of proportion. What we have is much, 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 much more than what was lost by Adam. And all of this is a gift. It's a gift by God for believing on He who accomplished all that was necessary to accomplish so that we could be reconciled, so that we could be made righteous, justified, okay? So that we could stand before our God without any sense of shame, guilt, condemnation, anything like that, which we're going to get into as we continue in the book of Romans regarding the gospel of God concerning Jesus Christ, our Lord. So, amen. Amen. Amen.